Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give our Savior some praise. Give Jesus some praise. Give him a ballpark praise. Give him a baseball park praise. Hallelujah. We may not have the St. Louis Rams no more, but we still have Jesus. We can give him a praise. We can give him glory. Yes, we can. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How long have I walked in this way? Long time. And I thank him for it and praise him for it. Today, we pray that the Lord would give you something that I'm sitting there because I know what he told me. And when he told me, I said, Lord, maybe that's just for me. Praise the Lord. But I do pray that because he didn't give me nothing else, so I'm going to have to just do what I have to do. I was in, you know, where we are. Amen. And, you know, we have been seeking the Lord and praying and doing this time, especially during this time, more. Because we see, you know, we know there's something that's going on. We don't understand and da-da-da, but we know God has kept us. You're not kept by masks, though you should wear them. You're not kept by washing your hands, though you should do it. If you've been kept, you've been kept by the power of the living God. Because you don't know where that stuff is. Is it on that thing? Is it over there? Is it up there? You don't know where it is. I just know, I said, Lord, I'm going to do what they say, you know, wash my hands. Because you most wash the hands anyway, you know. Praise the Lord. But now all this stuff of spraying the doors and spraying the walls, I'm sorry, I ain't into that. I said, Lord, so I'm going to miss out anyway because I can't do all this stuff. I'm tired. But how be so ever, I thank God for keeping me. You ought to give God a praise for keeping you. I said, you ought to give God a praise for just keeping you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just know that it's God. Now, this morning, beloved, I want to go over to Genesis, the 35th chapter. So you can turn while, praise the Lord, while the preliminary goes on. And I want to entitle this, Let's Go Back to Bethel. Now, the Lord told me that. He told me to go back. I was praying. I was having a good time. But I'm asking God, Lord, what is this going on in my heart, in my mind? Maybe this won't help nobody. I don't know. I'm going to preach it anyway.
But it will.
He said, let's go back. He said, go back. And so I just got the Bible and I said, go back. Lord, I know, yeah, I know, because a lot of us that have been saved any length of time, we'll say, well, I used to. And I used to have this, and I used to have that. But I notice now it ain't working like it used to work. So some of you younger people, y'all stay and keep pressing on, praise the Lord. So I'm going to read, I want to go to the 35th chapter of Genesis. Thought I had something that I did. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the spirit that's in this place, a sweet spirit. And I know that you are here because where two of us are gathered, you're in the midst of us. I know, Lord, hallelujah, that we love you. And you know we love you, God. But there's something that's going on that we need to know about that's in, and I can't even explain it. But there's another move. There's another move up. There's another move closer to Canaan. It's a move, God. You help us, God, to stay in touch and keep our feet on the right path because our feet are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps, Lord, and just keep us walking in the narrow way, God. Don't let us, God, go to the left or the right, but keep us walking in the narrow way. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, Lord, anoint thy servant. Here am I. Here am I, Lord. Use me. I ask it in Jesus' name. And with tears, I just praise the Lord. Number one, like Brother Ed said, no need to talk about you feeling so honky-dory if you're not. Well, the last month, I've been so tired. Been really tired, and I thought, I said, I'm not getting enough rest. You know, I'm not getting enough rest. So I try to rest at night. You know, I go to bed. I try to go to bed early. Not too early, but I go. But it looked like to me, I was telling Al about how I feel. I said, I don't know what this is, Al. I said, because I usually come in, I said, no, I'm going to tell you the truth. I said, I'm not feeling as good as I've been feeling in my body. I'm not sick. You know, I ain't got no pain. I'm not sick. I'm just tired. Am I reaching anybody? And I don't know why I'm tired. You know, I don't know why I'm tired. So I started, Dad, now there's one thing about Dad, he going to take care of honey. He said, girl, you do too much. Lay down over there. So So I lay on the couch and I take a nap and I still be tired. Yeah. Am I getting the uh-huhs?
Uh-huh, you're right. I'm too.
But the Lord said, go back. So as I went to tie this in, to tie this tied in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Our souls are wrestling like Jacob. That's what he told me. My soul is in a wrestling match like Jacob. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I didn't know what I was going to have anything to say. So I went over in the early part of Genesis and read how Jacob wrestled with an angel before he, when the Lord told him, said, get up and go back to Bethel. Get up and go to Bethel. Go back. He had to go back to where he met God and the experiences he had, but he had to go back. The church need to go back and check up on some stuff. Because while we was on our way up, we were picking up different stuff and didn't even know we was picking it up. Oh, thank you. Thank you, brother. Yeah, something, and it has been good for, and we didn't think it was so bad, but it's holding us back. We thought it was good, but it ain't no good. And sometimes you get used to it, it don't seem as bad. You know, it seemed like it's okay, you know. So while Jacob was in Padan Aram, I always call that Padan, but that's not the way you pronounce it. So I goes on to let the man read it to me so I can not try to write the what he said down. But Padan Aram. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was blessed when he went to his, I guess that was his uncle, Laban. He was really blessed. God showed him how to get cattle and I thought to myself, I said, Lord, I don't guess he was, I don't know what he's doing. But I said, you blessed him, so hey, I'm gonna stay with the word. Okay, so God blessed him, and he left there. Hallelujah. He was blessed again, so blessed. It seemed like that'd be okay if he was blessed. But he noticed that in his blessings, his uncle began to look at him funny. You know, and the sons began to look at him funny. Then he taking everything, taking all our daddy's stuff away. Amen. And while he was there, he picked up some wives. Is that right? And so then he said, well, I'm going to go. So the Lord spoke to him. He got his wife and he's having children and this one having children. And he was being blessed. I mean, just blessed. The Lord spoke to him. He said, get up. All is blessing now and go to Bethel. Go back to Bethel where he first met God. I tell the church and I talk to me first. I'm telling you. I say, God, help me to get back. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. Because I thought I was going to have to preach something else today. I didn't know what I was going to preach. So I told brother, I told him, I said, usually most ministers, they journal. And so you, if you ain't like, I got books stacked like this of sermons. I said, maybe I'll go back and get one of my old sermons. Let me see. Go back. God said, no, you take this. And you sell them, go back to Bethel. He's saying you no sinner now. He's saying to you that while you was on your way up, you picked up some stuff that you need to get rid of. I've heard people say, well, I used to didn't do that. I've met people, they say, you know, we used to didn't do that. I say, why are you doing it now? I met a lot of Christians that have picked up stuff that thank you, Holy Spirit, that the world picked up that you don't think there's nothing wrong with it. And it's not nothing wrong with it. But when you get through this message, God is going to touch your heart like he touched mine. And I'm willing, Lord, to put down whatever you say. I don't have to the way I wear my hair. That's where I am. I say, God, help me. Because now my heart, I see the things that we should be doing that we're not doing. I see the power that should be there, and it's not there. I see people dying around me. We pray for a girl today, Tina. I really thought God was going to raise her. Brother Ed, I wanted him to raise her. I'm going to tell God what to do now. I want her to raise her. She'll be a good candidate to go out and tell people about your goodness. All I could think about was raising, getting souls saved. You know? I said, ooh, Lord, that'll change her whole family. I'm going to tell God now. It's going to change her whole family. So I'm praying for this girl. She's dead now. I didn't know she had died because Carol didn't keep up with me. She died, and I was praying for her this morning. I said, God, help her. I said, I'm just praying the way I know how to pray. Then she come to me and say, oh, she died? Yes. I said, oh, Lord. But I said, you know what, Lord? That's okay. I'm going to still believe you. I said, I'm going to still pray. I'm going to still hope. I'm going to still do it. I don't care what I see. I said, if I fail, I just say, forgive me and get up because I'm not going to sit down. come too far, Brother Aaron. I'm not 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. I'm in my 80s. And I said, Lord, I'm not going, you let me get this old, then it must be a reason. I say it's a reason. It's a reason you sitting there where you are. And somebody told me, said, you know, well, I'll leave you that alone. But my heart, in my heart. And God said unto Jacob, thank you, Holy Spirit, arise, get up. God said to the church here, arise. Let's go up to Bethel and dwell there and stay there and make thee an altar unto God that appeared unto you when you fled from the face of your brother or when you fled from the things you fled from. We came out of sin. You know, you did. Hallelujah. I'm tired of this place I'm in. So we came out of sin. He said, then Jacob said unto his household, that's good there. And to all them that was with him, put away the strange gods that are among you. Be clean. Even change your clothes. We ain't even going with the same clothes on. Oh, Lord, I didn't see that. Some of these people need to change their clothes. Amen. Literally. Come on, children. But we done got used to it. But it's not the point you're used to it. It's the point that God don't like it. Come on. That's what we got to figure out. God don't like it. God don't like it. And that's where I am, Al. So I went through, literally, because it literally come first. I ain't got that much. Like I gave them. I'm looking. I said, I don't know. I said, oh, I can't wear that no more. No, I'm going to have to get it. With. I mean, I got some pretty things. Y'all can know. Pastor used to be sharp. Amen. I mean, Pastor looked good. Pastor had dresses on with. I said, no, God, I can't wear that no more. No. I don't care how much I pay for it. I said, Lord, I just got to go and just get rid of that and get rid of this and get rid of that. So I'm going to have to go to the store and buy me some clothes. When I get through getting rid of stuff. There is no sorrow in my heart. Something God put in my heart recently since I've been going through. He put something in there. Come on. I said, Lord, you know how old I am. He said, come on. He's still saying, come on. I feel, and Al, you know what? Al, you know, I get into a little, but honestly in my heart, there's a come on in me. In my heart. But I'm just thinking, well, it may be me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get into that funky stuff, you know. It may be into me. Oh, forgive me. Is that a bad word? Okay. I don't use that, though. I don't use that. That just came out. He said, let us arise and go to Bethel. And I will make thee an altar unto the Lord. I will make an altar unto the Lord who answered me in the day of my distress. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods that were in their hands. And that's what we got to find out now, what we got in our hands that we ain't noticed. We all say, I know we say, if I know we love God. I know I love God, sister. Ain't nothing in that world I won't. Amen, you know what I mean? But there are a few things I used to didn't do. I don't mean sin either. Everybody look. They gave him all the strength which was in their hands and their earrings which was in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak, which is by Shechem. So being me, I said, look, where did stuff come from? Where did earrings come from? So I had to look and see. Earrings been about a 70,000 year old thing they used to do. And they originated in ancient Asia. The Egyptians wore earrings to signify how much money they had. You see somebody with an earring on it. You need to stop. You know what, children of God, we do, especially women. We need to look and see why we do what we do. Honestly, why we even wear what we wear. Come on now. We don't know where this junk came from. But we just do it, you know, because that one did it. But God is raising up a people now that's going to get rid of everything of the world. And they're going to follow him. And that's where we've got to be. Praise God. God got to have a people in this day. I'm not saying to everybody, I'm just, whatever. They gave the strange gods and whatever. That's okay now. The Egyptians wore them. But listen to this. Rome wore them only slaves wore in Rome earrings. But listen to this. Greek prostitutes wore earrings. So when a woman was a prostitute, she wore an earring to let the man know she was there. That's where the holy people got to preaching against earrings. And I'm not preaching against earrings. Y'all, well, I'm long, just don't have, I'm too long down here because I'm going to show you something about that. But, you know, you ain't going to come in here not looking like a gypsy. You're not a gypsy. I'm going to have to say something with my old self. Pastor too. Oh, yeah, Pastor old. Yeah. But when my church, you know, we pierced our ears. But the Lord got hold of me years ago, and I got them out of there when I read something about the pierced ear. Let me say this to y'all. I'm not talking about how you walk with God. That's your personal walk. But you ought to be loving God enough to get rid of some stuff that he say he don't like. Amen. And I'm afraid of you that you all are married. You really need to start that with the Lord, because you may not do anything that your husband like. Uh-oh, I didn't do good with that one. You know what I'm saying? God don't like some of this stuff we doing. He just don't like it. It ain't the point that he, because we have good time in this church, I'm telling you. But I was under a man, a prophet, and he said what he saw in a vision about women, about the church, and how the women looked when he saw in this vision. And I said, Lord, I believe that. I sure believe it. I've seen women, and Lord mercy, I've seen women, Christian women on Christian TV, and I kind of worry about that. Because you got people from overseas and everywhere looking at Christian television and saying this is God. She was sitting there, and honest to goodness, her dress was up to here. She sat down, and her dress was up to here. So all of this is showing. And I said to God, now, God, that can't be right. But she was talking about God. Come on, children. We done got off too far. We done got too, well, you know, God don't. Yeah, he do. He wants you to look. He said to be, to dress shamefaced. That ain't shamefaced with your up here. And then he said, be holy. That's old preaching. We need some old preaching. We need to get back to the old way. This stuff ain't working. It ain't working, Brother Ed. We used to come into church and you couldn't get us to go home. What did they, well, no, it's because you done so many things. God got to look over so much stuff to even bless us. I'm tired of God looking. I said, Lord, I want to do what you say do. Hallelujah. You get bad, but you be back next week. You've been back. You've been with me. Y'all know me. But when I read the Bible, I said, God, help us. Help us. But before this is nothing, before Jacob met to go back to where God, and listen, you got to go back to go up. You got to go back to go. We want to go to another level, then we got to go back. Read it. So while he was going back, he met an angel. He was scared too, because you know he messed up with his brother. Y'all know the story. And he scared his brother gonna kill him. And I think his brother had his man to come and kill him too. He come across here again. I'm getting him. And it was in Esau's heart to get him. But when he came back, he had so much. That man had some trouble. Praise God. He put the favorite wife in the front and the other wife back, just in case the man come, he put the favorite wife in the back and the other one in the front. Wow. He feel like the doctor, this man, if my brother come, he'll get them first and maybe we can get away. Maybe. But while he was there, I just went with him. I got a little sorrowful for Jacob. I went with him into that place. He went across a brook and there he wrestled with an angel. Now, I've always read the angel was supernatural, but I believe that God made this natural mate for mate. You know what I mean? So you be equal to equal. And he wrestled with this man all night. How about that? And he wrestled with that. So the angel saw he wasn't going to win. That's what the Bible say. So he touched Jacob's thigh to make Jacob, you know, lose strength and let him go. He said, it was with a hip that was out of joint. He was still holding on. Uh-oh. I don't care if your hip get out of joint. Hold on to God. Hold on. You got something. You better hold on to it. I said, you better hold on. You trying to get something from God? You better hold on. I don't care what you're feeling, brother Ed. I don't care if you can't hardly drag yourself around. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care. You just hold on. You waiting on something from God? Hold on. You gonna have to go through something, children of God. You ain't gonna just go right. No, you got to hold on. We're in the last day. We're in the day of coming to the Son of Man. We also in the day where the devil said he was given to wear out the saints. And I can see this. I said, Lord, this man hip. She goes, I had my knee kind of, and I couldn't holler, you know. You know, and like you say about the man's foot, about Tokovi's foot. Think about your hip out of joint. Y'all never had a hip ache? I had sciatica in my hip, in this hip right here, and I had to go to the doctor, brother. I had to go to the doctor. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I had a wonderful experience. I've told y'all remember when I had sciatica in the hip. I couldn't walk. My hip was hurting me, so I couldn't walk around, hopping and carrying on. My hip hurt. Ooh, I didn't know what to do. So the doctor told me what to do. Amen. And when I was there crying and, you know, being pitiful with God, you know, oh, Lord, you know, you better, you know how we do. When I finally got myself together, I said, let me stand up now here. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, 7 days I'm going to heal you. So, you know, if you got a time limit, you can kind of go through stuff. So I hopped in that bathroom and hopped here and hopped there. So when the seventh day came, I was still hurting. I say I was still hurting. I got up in pain because you said you're going to heal me. I believe what you say. I went into my bathroom. And they said, where you going? I say, I'm going in my bathroom. I'm going to be healed. Praise the Lord. I stood up. Hallelujah. I'm telling you about a God that if you hold on, he's going to come through. I don't care. But don't try to wait till you get. No. If he tell you something, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let him just say, oh, I can see him back and I'm going to see what she's going to believe me. I hopped in that room and I stood up at that mirror. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, you promised me. Praise the Lord. So I hopped on back in the room. And as I was going, the pain began to ease. Al lost his son during that time. And I guess the pastor's hip hurt. She ain't going to be here. Pastor was there, and they were so downhearted. Praise the Lord. But, you know, I forget. I'm sorry, but see, God had healed my hip. I didn't know. You forgave me for that. And so Al was in the line standing up. I said, look at me, Al. My hip is up. Look at me, Al. Look at me. I just jumping up. He went back. He said, I thank the Lord don't heal his pastor's hip. And so I had to come on down, but I was so happy. Not only happy to get healed, but happy that I could trust in somebody that'll tell me something. And the next thing you tell me, I can believe what he say. That give you trust. He do something. You say, you ask God for something, and he give you just what you ask for. Then you go to the next one. I'm going to tell you something now. He going to take you through those levels. You going through levels. You ain't going to just get up and be whoever you think. Stopping the sun. Forget it. Don't you try to stop no sun. Because then some be like, who are you talking to? I ain't going nowhere. I'm standing right here. But when you got power with God. And in a place with God. And knowing God. Know who he is and who you are. You can do whatever he tell you to do. And it'll work. Praise the Lord. So, let me go on. So they journeyed. And the terror of God was on the cities. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Now, if you read the chapter following that, that was a time when one of the people that was squibbled there. You help me, brother, if you can. With the other chapter before that, they got in trouble because somebody took Diane, their daughter, his only sister, it was 12 boys and a girl, and went to bed with her. Okay, I don't want to get too. Praise the Lord. Shechem. Hallelujah. But he loved her. But you know, people do stuff. I don't let that long. And so the brothers got angry. So he ain't treating our sister like no harlot. So they went to the people and fooled them. Said, look, say, now, we'll let you marry our daughters and we'll marry yours. And we just have a good time. We'll be together. We can play with the cattle and this and that. You know, set that thing up real good, you know. He said, but you got to be like us. See, so you can't be marrying our daughter. See, they know they was a strange. People always know Israel was different because they had a strange God. Most people didn't know God. But you got to be circumcised. You be circumcised and then, you know, we'll give you Dinah and you give me Sarah and we'll be fine. And so now, I ain't going to play with that because, I mean, I looked into there and I said, I went further into that, but I ain't going to tell y'all nothing. I said, Lord, have mercy. But anyway, they went to the men and said, look, we can marry their daughters and, you know, we have their cattle and we can just, you know, if we be, but we got to be circumcised. Do you know them men let them people circumcise them? Now, I don't know, all my sons, I have two and both of them were circumcised because that's what I believe in. But that ain't a good feeling. For a man, these men was hurting and sore and healing. And when they got about 3 days hurting, Jacob had helped with 12 sons. Praise the Lord. I don't think he had 11, but 11 because I don't think Benjamin was born during that time. He said, what other sons he had, they went in there and whooped those men because the men were sore and they couldn't fight. So they went in there and killed up the men. Now everybody's mad and everybody's stirred up. Hallelujah. So when he left, well, Jacob was really mad. He said, you're going to make the world, all these people stink against me. Our name is going to be so-and-so, and so-and-so, and they're going to just, you know, he went on and on. But they said, well, we can't let him treat our sister as a harlot. You know, we can't do that. So as they was going, that's what the men was afraid. This is the people out here. We don't know about these folks. They was afraid to bother Jacob when Jacob was on his way to Bethel. Ain't nothing going to bother you on your way to Bethel. I say, ain't nothing going to bother you. You got enough in God, hallelujah, that you're going to be kept. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be kept. You ain't going to be no hard time going back to him to God. Ain't nobody, it may be a whisper, but ain't nothing going to hinder you from going back and putting down the stuff you need to put up. Amen. Because I think we have of where we've been. And again, if you have enough, hallelujah, that people know you. See, we better not bother him. I said, we better not bother him. I don't know, but this is what God told me to say. Praise the Lord. But I said, Lord, you help me. You help me because, you know, we'll save people here. We have the Holy Spirit here. But we don't have what we need, children of God. We don't, come on now. We don't have what we need. And I thought, you know what I thought about, brother? This lady whose son fell in the lake up here in Lake St. Louis. Breakthrough. And the picture was not really, because Hollywood got into some of it. But some of it was true. And she went in there and her son was brain dead. Her son was dead, you could say, just about it. For as people say. But she didn't look at that. She said, Holy Spirit, bring my son back to life. They said you could hear her voice all over the hospital. She believed it. I said she believed it. I believe there's something about prayer from people who love God. I don't know nothing about this woman's life. I don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? But I know she ain't no part of better Christian than most of us. Because we're all about in the same place. But anyway, she touched God. But, you know, here it is. She touched God. She had everybody praying. Everybody. Everybody was praying. My niece told me that she went down and held a candle at one of the churches that were praying. She told me that she went, Tina, so she went down and held a candle there. Praying for this boy. Something about God. And I told her, I sure hope this boy is saved. I hope he's preaching the gospel and telling people about what you did for him. Come on. I hope so. What his name? John. Let's pray for John. That God would keep him. Oh, look what God does. God had a purpose in keeping him. And I said, so I'm thinking about Tina this way. I said, Lord, now, you know how you did with John. I'm going to God with everything, you know. I said, now you raise Tina up too, and she can tell the world about what you can do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, it's time to go back to Bethel, children of God. It's time to go back. It's time to get, don't worry about what pastor preaching. Go and ask God what I need to lay aside. Don't say, well, you know, she said, it's time out for what she said. It's time out for what anybody said. It's got to be your heart. Yes. I say your heart. You got to do it from your heart. Brother, I know people got to do it from their heart. So I don't bother folk with stuff I believe. I've told people, the people that know me know what I believe, and they know what I believe. All of them know what I believe. So if you get out of self, hey, that's you. I don't mean it that way now. But I say, Lord, we got to have our personal relationship with God. We got to know God for ourselves. Yes. I said, we got to know, but I'm going to tell you something. I see a people coming forth going to be a godly people. I see a people coming forth, women going to be women and men going to be men. Now it should burn our hearts. It should make us cry at night. When you see a man get on that talking about, yeah, my wife or my husband. I'm sorry, I'm old. I never heard that before. That don't stick with my mind. I don't know nothing about that. You know, so I'm sitting there going, what in the world? Then I say, where have we gone? God, where have we gone? Now, that's always been. It's always been. We had a little town, Ruva, Mississippi. It must not have been 30,000 people. Maybe what that meant in there. And we had people there that was like that, especially a man named Mr. Doris. And we had kids we went to school with that was like that. But boy, they was hid. No, they didn't come out and say, well, I'm like this. I said, no. And I heard one of them say, you know, it was a town we could not have run for this office. One of them. Yeah, and brag about it now. We ought to be ashamed. I'm ashamed. I'm going to tell you. I feel terribly ashamed. I feel terribly ashamed to have somebody talking about my wife, my husband. A man talking about his husband. I mean, it's ridiculous. But look what we have get. But God left us to be in this world. He left us down here to run things. He left us down here to run things. So we're not running them right, then we need to go back to the book and find out what we're doing. Praise the Lord, that don't give us the power to do what we need to do. Now that's all to it. Because you'll be back next week. We need to ask God to judge our, not don't quit judging her. Or her, him, or her. Look at yourself. God, what I need to do? What? God told me some things, brother. He already told me some things. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write them down, and I'm going to go dig a hole by a tree in my yard, and I'm going to bury them. I am. I'm, because the way we live is I live in a place with an HOA where everybody keep, you know, they keep, you can't do too much. I said, but they can't stop me from digging a hole over there. There's a hill down there anyway. I'll dig a hole by that tree, by that hill. And I'm going to put down what you show me, and I'm going to bury it. And I mean it, Lord. I want to change. I want to change. I don't know about you. How about you? I want to change, you know, even from nibbling. And I told people, I said, no, I don't eat, but I nibbles. I love to nibble. I don't eat sugar, but I nibble on something that ain't sugar. I said, Lord, ain't the point of not, it's the point of my nibbling. I get so tired of this, God. But, you know, sometimes it's something bothering you that you're nibbling. So I said, God, what's bothering me? Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Something bothers us, children of God. If it ain't one thing, it's something else that's bothering us. Find out why you're doing what you're doing. And get there you go and do it. And then you'll say, then you're feeling bad. Lord, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to overcome it. I love cashews. You want to make pastor happy, buy her a package of cashews. No salt. I buy them saltless. But I said, Lord, what is in this cashew? Shoot, I may be eating some. What am I eating? So you can't sit up here and say nothing because Google will tell you everything. So I Googled cashews. Is cashews good for me? Somewhat, but then if you eat too many, it causes your liver to go bad. Did you know that? Yeah, too many cashews got some kind of something in it. Then I said, oh, Lord. Let me tell you something. Don't tell nobody. I buy one like this. They cost about $14 with no salt at Aldi's. Aldi love me. And I said, Lord, I just got to do better. Now, that made no sin. It is sin. It is. A little sin. Him, there you go. You know you ain't supposed to. I said, oh, Lord. And I was hoping that they say a lot of good things about cashews. When I looked it up, I said, oh, let me, you know, I'm almost scared. I said, oh, they got vitamins. Oh, Lord, let me see. Oh, ooh, that's good. That's good right there. Yeah. Amen. But then they say, but if you eat too many, it'll cause something wrong with your liver. I said, oh, Lord. So you have to count. You shouldn't eat over 20 pieces of, I think it's 20. 20 cashews a day. You better, hey, it's funny, but you better do something. You better do something. And then you be saying, oh, this is hurting, that hurting. You check your life out. It's something you done. And most likely it's something that you shouldn't have ate or something you shouldn't have done got you feeling bad. Ain't it right, brother? I mean, most of it is what we eat. Well, my God, the first sin was eaten. Don't that tell you something? Bong. The first sin was eaten. Is that right? She ate. And that's what it is now. We eat. I don't want to get into eating, Brother Hell. Amen. But I don't eat no sugar. Yeah, but I eat a lot that ain't sugar. Amen. So I get me some sugarless cookies. I try not to get cookies over in the single digits. Anything in the single digits, like 1 to 9, get 10, that's too much sugar. That may not be right, but it's been helping me keeping my blood down. Amen. And I do this. Now, if I'm supposed to eat 2 cookies, that's all I'm supposed to eat. Not 4, not 6, not 8. Yeah, Lord, but they got just a little sugar in them. I had got to that. I said, oh, Celeste, oh, no, you ain't going there. No, you ain't never done that. I said, now, you had enough sense to eat 2 cookies and lettuce. And you done preached it. I said, Lord, no. I said, no. So, yes, I said, no. I'm supposed to eat 10, 20 nuts, and that's it. And I count them. I do. Y'all laugh if y'all want to. I don't care. I count my, I got these little bitty cute little plastic things, and I count my nuts. And I put them in there, and I ain't going to eat no more than that. I don't care what this flesh say. I said, you better get on down. You ain't eating no more. Now, that's it. I really like them, too. I really like them because I eat them between things, you know, between. But, you know, you can do too much in that line, too much of anything in that line. And it's supposed to be good for you, but then you're killing yourself. Did y'all know raisins got too much sugar in them? Thank you. Raisins. Raisins are high in sugar. Grapes is high in sugar. Orange is high in sugar. So everything in, like Brother said in the Bible, everything in moderation. But so let's go back, children of God. Let's go back to Bethel where we met God and loved him so much. People didn't have to sit and bang us on the head. Whatever they said, we did it, brother. You know it's the truth. That's why we end up place we in. Whatever they preached, we believed it. Is that not right? The things that the people taught me, I believed it and I did it, and I would feel condemned if I didn't do it. Absolutely. And I thank God for it. And I'm going back to the church. I said, Lord, I appreciate you folks. I did it at the time. But I appreciate you people because you taught me the ways of God. You may didn't know some things you didn't know, but what you did know, you taught them to me, and it was good. Will you stand? I hope that you got something. Go back. Got to go back to Bethel. The house of God, by the way, you get back to Bethel. Go back to Bethel. He said, go back to Bethel. I looked at Bethel, house of God, a house of bread. And he named it El Bethel, which is God is the house of, yes, Lord, God's house. We got to go back there. Go back where? We got to go back. Praise the Lord. So, Father, help us to go back. I deliver my soul. I just want to go back. I want the church to go back. Because Jacob took his children back. He didn't just go back by himself. He took his family back. This is my family, Lord. These precious ones. Praise, Lord. You told us some things about that. But, Lord, help us to go back. Help us to go back. Don't let us get too big. Hallelujah. Nothing as we going back, God. Praise the Lord. And let us know now when we going back, we got to do some wrestling. We got to do some wrestling, Lord. So when we come to that time where something is hanging on to us, we got to wrestle with it. Give us the strength, God, in Jesus' name, to overcome, Lord, everything in our lives that's not like you, God. I don't care down to anything that's natural or whatever it is, God, that's displeasing to you, Father. Help us to go back. Help us to be, Lord, an instrument of your praise. Hallelujah. A lady came here once, beloved. She stood over there. And she gave a prophecy. Sister Brown, remember? Mm-hmm. She said, this church is, what is she? She said things that was in the future. Because she said, this church is noted all over. That's what she said to one. She said, this church is noted all over. And what else? That stuck in my mind right there when she said that. I said, bang, you know, I said, God want to use Revival Center. That's why I did not name this church, I'm telling you. When we changed the name of this church, I fasted and prayed and asked God for a name. He named this church Revival Center. And I want it to be what he said. I want it to be a center of revival. Praise God. So we go back to him, God. Because when people come here, they're going to copy off of us. They're going to copy the way you dress, what you do, where you go. And so if you go and do something, say, oh, so she do it. They may be thinking they shouldn't do it, but they see, oh, she do it. Sister so-and-so, I can do it. You know, we're doing a lot of things because of what people taught us to do. Come on now. A lot of things and where we are, the way we dress is what people taught us. You can say amen if you want to, but I'm looking at you. It's what people taught us. But if people taught us something that wasn't right, we got to put it down. You know, we got to get what God say. Praise the Lord. Well, you say, well, this ain't said, but you know, you should love your brother and sister enough to put some things aside that you think you can do. That would help them, you know, come on. We got to get all this selfishness. Oh, there's something you can let aside. Selfishness. Selfishness. Praise the Lord. I'm through. Father, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you for the children of God who have such patience with me. I thank you. I appreciate you today, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I pray that you lead us on into Bethel. We get to Bethel, God. Praise the Lord. That's going to be wonderful. And there we'll serve you better and we'll know more about it. I give it to you in Jesus' name, Father. I just love you. I love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless all you children. And the Lord be with you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. Be gracious unto you and give you his peace in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. Amen.